Shabbat Bikurim Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel Kefet Shabbat L'Nashim. With regard to which dinim, the androgynous has a din of a female. Mitame Ba'odim Kinashim. An androgynous that has a ready mission, besides Dam. He would become Tame just like a woman. And the din is that a male that has a white emission would become a Zav. And a woman that sees Dam, she would become a Zava or a Nida. And an androgynous has a dinim of both. If he had a white emission, he would become a Zav. And if he had a red emission, he would become a Zava or a Nida, just like a woman. Ve'eno Mityachidim Ha'Nashim Kinashim. An androgynous is not allowed to seclude himself in a room together with a man, just like a woman. As an androgynous has a stringency of both a male and a female with regards to yichud, is not allowed to seclude himself in a room with a woman, nor can he seclude himself in a room with a man. An androgynous does not require a deceased brother's wife to have chalitha or yibum, just like a female. As a din is that somebody who dies without children, his wife cannot get remarried without performing chalitha or yibum with one of the brothers. And if there are no brothers, just an androgynous, in such a case, the wife is free to get remarried without chalitha or yibum. Ve'en ocholekim abanim kinashim. An androgynous would not get a share in the inheritance of his father, just like a female. As a din is the sons inherit, not the daughters. The daughters only get mizonos. An androgynous would have a din of a daughter, he would not share an inheritance of his father. Ve'en ocholekim migdash kinashim. An androgynous who is a kohen is not allowed to partake from kachet kashim, just like a woman. As kabbanas that are kachet kashim, such as chatos and hashamos, only a male is allowed to eat from it, not a female. An androgynous would have a din of a female, he's not allowed to eat from kachet kashim. The ima yeshavet alav adam tame kin nashim. When an androgynous is born, his mother would sit for 14 days with dam tame, just as she gave birth to a female. As a din is that when a female is born, the mother is tame for 14 days. While if a male is born, she would be tame for 7 days. And when an androgynous is born, she would have a din as if she gave birth to a female, she would be tame for 14 days. Possible mina edus kinashim. Androgynous is possible for testimony, just like a woman. As only a man can give testimony in bed, then not a woman, and an androgynous would have a din of a woman, he cannot give testimony in bed. The nivol ba'avera niso mina truma kinashim. An androgynous who was a kohen and had relations with somebody who was a relative to him, or somebody who was possible to kuna, he would be possible from truma just like a woman. As a din is that a woman who was a bas kohen and she had relations with somebody who was puzzled to kahuna, such as a guy, or she had relations with one of her relatives, she no longer would be allowed to eat truma. And an androgynous that had relations with a man who was puzzled to kuna or to one of his relatives, he would also be puzzled from eating truma. He would no longer be allowed to eat truma. With regards to which dinim does an androgynous have a din of both a male and a female? As a dinim mentioned in this Mishnah apply equally to both a male and a female, so too it would apply to an androgynous. Somebody who hits an androgynous would be Chayav Malkus, and somebody who curses an androgynous with Hashem's name would be Chayav Misa, just like a male and a female. As this din applies equally to both a male and a female, somebody who hits or curses either a male or a female would be chayav. And so too, if you hit or curse an androgynous, you would be chayav. Somebody who kills an androgynous, if he does so b'shogeg, mistakenly, he would have to go into exile to one of the Aryan Mikla. And if he kills an androgynous deliberately, then he would be chayav misa, just like a male and a female. And if you kill either a male or a female, you would be chayav. And so too, if you kill an androgynous, you would be chayav. When an androgynous is born, his mother has to bring a korban, just like a male and a female. For the woman that gives birth to either a male or a female, after she sits her yamei toar, she has to bring a korban. This korban is called a korban leda. And so too, she gives birth to an androgynous, she has to bring a korban. An androgynous who is a kohen is allowed to partake from kachet agvul, like both a male and a female. Kachet agvul is referring to kachet that are eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Gvul refers to anywhere in Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim. This is referring to kachet such as truma or trumas maisa or chal that can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And an androgynous who is a kohen is allowed to partake in kachet agvul, like both men and women. And both the son of a kohen and the daughter of a kohen is allowed to partake in trumas and chal. An andragnith would have a right to any inheritance, just like both a male and a female. Even though we said previously that an andragnith would not inherit the property of the father if there are sons. However, if there are no sons, then an andragnith would have the right to an inheritance of any of his relatives, just like both a male and a female, as a female would also inherit when there are no sons.